Hey, here's a fat girl flashback from the December 21st, 2009 show. Some of these are still available on iTunes under the Lesbian Lounge feed, so you can listen to the whole show in its entirety, but be sure that you're subscribed to the Really Wow Productions feed on iTunes for the most current of the Lesbian Lounge with Denise and Donna podcasts. In this retro clip, Gemma is visiting from Brisbane over the holidays, and Goddess and she call in to surprise Donna. And Donna discusses an addiction to the Geico commercial.
Welcome to the Lesbian Lounge with Denise and Donna on mylesbianradio.com. And in studio tonight, ta-da!
G'day.
G'day. All the way from Australia.
Just for tonight. One night only. So appearing one night only.
She's got to go back tomorrow.
Flew in this morning.
Just the questions live. That's it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows better, please. It's not like it's a secret. I post my MLR status Wednesday night post. I'm like, and guess who's in the studio?
You're infamous.
Now, you barely made it to the mic, the two of you, tonight. Why? Where were you? What happened? What was going on?
We were at the local, you know, city parade.
I know. It's the Wednesday night.
You can't miss it.
Hey, I'm not sure. We'll see.
Hey, you're on the Lesbian Lounge live with Denise and Donna.
Hey, what's up? This is Goddess Colin.
Wow! What?
I'm so glad you just surprised Donna.
Are you kidding me?
How you guys doing? I'm here with she, too. We're both here in Dallas, Texas right now. We're hanging out. We're watching some crazy documentaries so that when we really have a huge voice, we can try to educate the world about all the crazy corporations and the food industry. We're on some whole other tip right now.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Wow. This was a little setup. This was a little setup with Buddy Weezer.
How do it? I'm in Texas now. You know, I got to use y'all.
Wait, how are you feeling? Are you okay? Are you good?
I'm good. You know, I just had back surgery.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, Goddess and she are hardcore. We perform with strep throat. We perform with back so broken that you can't stand. You know, Goddess and she don't miss any shows.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, so last week, we were touring the East Coast, and we did Baltimore and D.C. and Virginia Beach and Richmond. And, you know, my back was really bad before that, but right before we went on tour, it went down all the way to my leg. So it felt like I was walking on a broken leg all the time. And then it got to the point I couldn't walk at all. And so she was literally, like, rolling me on those luggage carts at the hotel.
Oh, my God. Not even funny, but I like it.
Crazy, and then like I had to sit, you know, during the shows, which I've never done, which is kind of weird, but I still tried to bring it. And then it was crazy because as soon as I had the surgery, like before I had the surgery, like even when they were putting the IV in, I couldn't even lay on my back or like, you know, do anything without crazy pain. And then as soon as I woke up from the surgery, like all of my leg pain was gone, and I'm kind of walking around like almost normal right
now.
It's
only been 2 weeks. Not even 2 weeks. It's not even 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's not even a week.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it was just on Friday, so.
Oh, look at that. So are you messed up on pain pills? Do you know who you're talking to?
Yeah, this is kind of a cool surprise. Is this my Hanukkah present?
It is.
Oh,
it is. Hanukkah. I can thank Weezer for that.
Let me put she on so she can say hi to y'all.
Oh, okay. My God, really? Okay.
Yeah. Maybe she'll do a little quick note for y'all.
That would be awesome.
What's up, ladies? How you doing?
Hi.
Oh, hey.
I'm like starstruck, like a big fat queer right the second.
I am.
I am.
Be starstruck with Goddess and she. We're just like everybody else, you know, put our pants on one leg at a time, you know.
Too good to know.
Yeah, but you look so good in them, really.
More importantly,
Goddess can actually put her pants off.
Exactly.
More importantly, though, how do you get them off?
Oh, yeah, really?
Remember when
really?
Goddess broke her elbow, I had to put her pants on for her. That was a traumatizing experience.
Like, really came. A lesbian household word, what, the second season of L Word? The third season of L Word?
We were on the season 3 season finale.
Exactly. And now
that's
it's like,
right. That was like the big
and then
ending.
Between MySpace and, you know, and word of mouth, and now, of course, Facebook. And and extreme fabulous words of fabulous mouth.
And these way cool indie underground podcasts.
Holy crap. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, I am thrilled. So excited. Well, this was a surprise for me. So, yeah, you could wish me happy Hanukkah in some melodic tone, and I would really like that.
Heck, oh, you what did you, what'd you say?
You could wish me happy Hanukkah in some melodic tone, and I would love it.
That's so gay,
happy
Donna.
Happy Hanukkah!
Oh, my God. Seriously.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for everybody. Our website.
Please do.
Most
websites,
definitely.
Everything. Facebook,
website,
whatever.
How they can
load
find
it
you.
Up. Go ahead.
Cool. So, you know, this is God, Us, and She, and you can check us out at www.god-desandshe.com. That's godsandshe.com.
How's that for a little present from your buddy Weezer, huh?
Wow!
Yeah.
It's all about the Weeze right now.
Yeah, well, we all knew about it. We were just waiting for you to be surprised.
Really?
Yes.
You suck. Oh, you suck so huge. I love it.
I know, it was hard to tell. I wanted her to know, but I knew she couldn't do anything on the website because it was a surprise. But I knew that she could get the music ready, so.
Wow, well, that's a great opener.
Right?
Oh, mm-hmm. Because I have the funniest story in the history of this show to tell you.
About the lizard?
No, which I always...
Funnier? Oh, I thought that was the funniest story ever.
The funniest story ever to share with you live and the audience live, but that's in a second. I need to say hello to two people. I need to say hello to New Gem, who is from the UK, who I think is in the chatty. Is that right?
Is she our Twitter friend? Is he Ginger Monkey on the Twitter?
I don't know her
on the
from
Twitter?
Twitter. I don't know her from the Twitter.
I don't know from Twitter. What do you mean?
I got an email from her this weekend, uh-huh. And then
she's in the chat room right now.
She's a newish to us listener, but a very lovely young lady, and really glad to have her. She's a musician too. And Karen from Louisiana joined us this week, and they both sent a note, which was just so sweet.
Awesome!
I love that. You
very
know,
good.
And you go. Okay.
I know.
Thank
I did.
You.
I got a couple cool tweets.
Oh,
but you know
no.
How bad I suck at managing the Twitter stuff.
Oh, I don't. They say Twitter's dead, but now everybody is telling us use Twitter. Tweet.
I try.
I prefer. The
I like to just. I just. I like Facebook, and if I'm gonna be on Twitter, I'm gonna read other people's.
Right.
I'm not much for updating it because it's how much can you say in 150 characters?
A lot. If you abbreviate everything.
I don't want to talk like a fucktard either. You know.
So what about your weekend? Because as we all know, Jem got in Friday, and we went right to food. Mm-hmm. We had to go right to food.
Oh, my God.
Poor girl.
Yeah.
On the way to the restaurant, she's begging to stop at every fast food joint we could even see. Denny's is good. I love Denny's. I love Burger King. Burger King's good.
But normally on those 15-hour flights from Brisbane to L.A., you have a nice little dinner.
Yeah.
Food.
Yeah.
Which you promptly chucked it up.
Gave back.
So
yeah.
Basically, you were on empty.
I was on empty.
Yeah.
That empty. Yeah, that sucks. But it was good that you were feeling better by the time you got here. I mean, and the flight was on time. No idiot from any rock band fucked up over Dallas. So
yeah, that was perfect.
She got here, and imagine the relief of knowing I didn't have to keep anything a secret this time. That was
That
was tough.
I was working up to the bust level.
I know you were. I know, and I kept thinking, that's just so funny. Because it's not me. Because it's not me having a lie. It was awesome.
I know, I always start getting sweaty when I have to walk in by the baggage carousel and hope that she spots me, because it never seems to work where I can spot her.
Well, it was actually funny, because we got to the airport like in exactly the right amount of time. I parked and never had to move. That is never.
I know. Here I thought
happened.
You had to do it once around and found the same
or
spot
five
again.
Five times around.
Yeah.
No, never had to move. And what was so funny was like, I was like, okay, you hop out. We're going to go round and round. And she, really? So you jump out, and Deb's like, you think I should go after her? And I'm like, oh, fuck no. This is her turn. We've done this already.
Go after me for what?
Yeah, to give you a hand, because you seemed a little bit nervous about just getting dumped on the edge right when we dropped off. You were
fine. Oh, no, it was just because I couldn't find the way in. Oh. I had to go all the way around the taxi cab lane.
What? The door was right there.
No,
I
had to go right. Yeah, it was all roped off, so I had to go all the way around.
Yeah, we were.
So that was. I just kept looking like, where am I?
I do. 10 to 12 trips to Miami Airport just for my mom alone every year. And honest to God, and I had been there Monday, and now I was there Friday.
Right.
And I have never, ever not had to move, ever. I could not believe the luck of us.
That was insane, see?
Yep, all right. Made up for the last time.
I guess you're just going to have to throw up on every flight over. Seems to be the lucky charm.
Please don't do that anymore. One more flight
really
is always going to be. That was a good story, though. You want to tell that story?
What was it that came up, sweetheart? Beef and burgundy sauce?
Yeah.
Faggots and mash.
Second time. Faggots and mash. Second time around, it was pretty bad.
Within the first 2 hours, we got served lunch, which was beef and burgundy sauce. And I managed to hold on to it until the last hour and a half of the flight.
What?
Couldn't eat anything else the rest of the flight. And then an idiot decided to get up and walk into the stall in front of me as I was running up the aisle with my hand over my mouth, looking like I was going to vomit. And went in the stall in front of me, so I promptly threw up on the floor.
Yeah, but what's the karma? There's karma here.
Yeah, I managed to warn everyone else that walks through the little hallway that there was vomit on the floor, but not the person that had done it.
Cock-blocked the bitch, nice. I love it!
So when he got out of the bathroom, there was a nice puddle of it waiting for him.
Yeah, which he was wearing socks, he stepped in it.
Oh, I didn't even have the socks!
Anyway, he wouldn't have known until he got back to his seat and put his shoes on.
Awesome!
He's sitting in that big long row saying... What smells like puke?
Oh, my God. I smell that.
What smells like puke?
Well, unfortunately, she's in the only chair that doesn't have a puke bag in the basket in the park.
Oh, I know, right?
I had looked at that first. I'm not an idiot. My seat didn't have one in the back of it, and I wasn't about to go leaping through everyone else's.
Yeah.
So what did you do about the rest of the weekend? Because I was gone. I didn't talk to you till Monday afternoon sometime, or even Tuesday morning. I admit to my addiction for the Geico commercial. And the
bad, to who?
To Chelsea, because I had to hear it in the car 100 times. Because I was telling her...
Oh, no! Your tire's all flat and junk. Oh, did I do that? Here, let me get my cellular out. Call your record. Oh, shoot. I got no phone. Because I'm a pothole. So,
Chris...
Accidents are bad.
Yes, they are. We had to play it going over like 56 times, okay? Because I have to learn it verbatim. I need all of the right tonality. I have to. I'm obsessed with this commercial. I was telling her how on the weekend before that every time you were texting me, I was listening to it because it was all right. So we get on over, we go to Ben's dorm room to pick him up. His friend Mario, who he jammed with a couple weeks ago, is there, and we're doing the whole commercial in his dorm room. And then they get in the car, and I've got Vicky's phone's got it saved as a sound bite and plug it in, and so it's in the van playing over and over and over, and it's just like driving them crazy. And I'm pissing myself hysterical laughing. So we get to the hotel, check in. And we have each one bag, but somehow I need two luggage carts to get everything upstairs. All right. So we squeeze all five of us plus a gigantic luggage cart full of shit into an elevator to get to the fifth floor, the top floor, and two other people get in. Now, I can't stop with the accent at all. At all. And this beautiful woman and the man that she's with squeeze into the elevator against the back wall. And I notice she's got the prettiest little snowflake necklace, matching snowflake earrings. And I go, I love your snowflake. And she goes, oh, no, I just got it down at Bonita Springs. And she goes full
no.
on. Four people are doing this. I can't make eye contact with anybody because...
Were you pinching your lip?
I was squeezing my thighs because I didn't even have room to cross my legs to knees.
Oh,
I was squeezing my fucking thighs together and I see the four of them in my perimeter. Oh my God. There's mirrors on the ceiling. You can't... The reflection of the faces on the door, and I am looking at her going... And I go, it's just so beautiful. I know, it's so beautiful. And she goes, I only have four more days to wear it. Well, I'm not until January. I suppose I could wear it through January. And I'm like, I know, you could. And I thank God she got off at the third floor before the door closes. Mario is the first to explode. And then Ben, and then the two girls, and then me. I am dying! Oh. Fucking funniest shit ever. So Ben's like, they all sound like that here. Can you not use that accent another? I go, I can't. I just can't.
Oh my God.
It was perfect.
When we were, when I was young and we would come to Florida on family vacation, one time we drove. And my father just past Pennsylvania.
Okay.
It's when it started. Decided that every place that we got out, you know, as a rest stop or a souvenir shop or something, he would talk in the same accent that the person spoke to him in.
Nice.
And my mother and I would stand there like you guys in the elevator, pinching our lips and dying. And it was it didn't matter where we were. However that person spoke, that was exactly how he spoke. And he intentionally had to talk to people.
Oh, and so but he pulled it off though.
Every time.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have guessed that about you guys.
And then they'd be like, "How are you?" He'd be like, "I'm fine. How are you?"
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh my God. Yeah, it was hideous.
I can't stop with the accent. I can't stop with the commercial.
I know.
I can't.
It's wicked. Like, you know how we are when we get on something.
No, your tire's all flat and junk. Did I do that? Let me get my cellular. I'll get my cellular out.
Call your record.
Call your record. I swear, Denise. It was
she
a moment.
To me today, is it really a pothole that talks? I'm like, yes.
It is a pothole.
I haven't seen this advertisement.
Yeah, she hasn't
There's not a better one. Kylie, I've had Kylie for 2 days. We'll talk about that never. I've had Kylie for the last 2 afternoons, and she told me there's one that's even funnier, Bubby, with the talking holes in the wall. Pipes. Water. I haven't seen that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we had to find it on YouTube. I'm addicted to YouTube pothole commercials. I swear, I can't even. It's unhealthy.
It is, because there's really nothing to do with the information that we have.
At all.
Nothing.
There's nothing. It's just funny as fuck.
Internal
shit.
Enjoyment.
Now I've gone through all the old commercials, and the one where the branch falls down and breaks the window. Now, second favorite. Second favorite because it's so stupid.
We were sitting there the other night watching television, and I hear, I'm in the kitchen cooking, and I hear, "This isn't my gum." And then I hear that laugh. I'm like, that's why in the commercial. I love that one. It's so funny
because really, can you even remember what the product is? Obviously, we can because its accidents are bad. But
yeah, no.
They went way in the wrong way with the fucking lizard and the fucking talking money or the non-talking money, whatever.
Oh, the googly eye thing. I hate that.
Oh my God, it's so stupid.
Yeah,
All right.
Who knew there were so many avenues?
We just had a great weekend. Benny played wonderfully at the church service. It was just a quartet of brass. I actually witnessed Pastor Steve raise the roof 3 times, and I don't mean like praise God.
Who's Pastor Steve?
Raise the roof. He's the pastor of the church that the kids play in. So, raise.
This is all new to me. Ben playing in a church band.
It's not a church band. They get hired out for money. The kids get paid.
So remember when
I went out for Easter?
Yeah.
That this is the same church.
So where does Pastor Bob come in?
Pastor Steve is the pastor of the church, and we did not know that he was going to come up in the choir.
Is he like
lot.
The bookie? Is he the booker?
No. He just was not on. It was more of a Christmas program rather than like a regular service. So he didn't have to be on the pulpit or the altar. What do they call it?
Yeah.
The altar, whatever.
The
one step up.
The one step up.
So he was up in the choir loft with the brass and, you know, with the brass and the organist and everything. And we're applauding for whatever piece just got performed, the ones that he really liked, he actually liked hands up, raise the roof.
Raise the roof. Very good.
Yeah. So we're going to need to talk about that and how that affects the Jesus Christ, everyone save me. Here we go. We'll just get about that. That was another whole discussion today. Anyway, we have so much fun for this pre-Thanksgiving. No, not so much.
No, jump on ahead. Leapfrog.
Well, it's the sixth night of Hanukkah. I'm a little famished. You know, I haven't had a latke yet. My mother's still out of town.
I know. What's he thinking?
Well, I know. She'll be home for New Year's.
Are you not a latke maker?
I won't fry in my house.
Oh.
I will not fry. What?
Frank will make it one.
No, he's maybe on the
back patio with electric fryer.
How about the deep fryer, the turkey fryer?
There you have it.
We'll have potato balls. Boom.
Come on.
Oh my God, what a great idea. Look at her, she's gagging.
She's like, I'm so glad I'm out of here.
It is greasy. It's the point. It's horrible. It's it's ridiculous.
But when I went to your mom's last year, was it last year? Mm-hmm. Her house didn't smell like grease.
She made them the day before.
So
and she's got a sliding door in her. I can't. The concept, just even any frying in my house. I know it's gross.
Do you have a key to a neighbor's?
I wonder if the stove works next door.
That's what I'm saying.
An empty house.
Sure.
The fire thingies. Open the smoke detectors are beeping. Yeah. Are beeping already. I could go in and say I'm going to change the batteries.
There you go.
Great idea.
You shouldn't be without the locky.
I agree.
Yeah.
I feel bad. My mom feels real bad.
As she should.
I'm on Harold Patrol this week. It's going okay.
You know, already the whole fucking universe got a revolver on little Desmond Grover. You know? How long is this going to last?
The rest of his life, because she says he's an amazing little boy right now. He's gorgeous, and he's really, 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 really easy at this point. He's a week old, so.
That's the time to cut out. Get out. He's sleeping 8 hours or whatever.
No, he's up all day. He's up all night and sleeping all day right now, but that's okay. We just got to
nice.
Turn
the
around. Grown-ups
get to chat a little bit during the day, then. Perfect.
He's going to work night shifts when he's older.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Well, I always, the old wives' tale in my family is to turn him around in the crib, put him to bed upside down.
That's interesting.
And it works. I don't know why.
Stand him up on their head?
No! If they're like from north to south, put him from south to north, the head, just flip him that way.
Yeah.
You know, like when you sleep upside down on your bed?
I don't.
You don't ever fall asleep?
Why would I want my face where my feet normally go?
Yeah.
The borings, that's all I'm saying.
Get ready to laugh your ass off. The brothers you've always wanted. But the girls you've never had.
It's not always about sex, you know.
Oh, what's the word?
Quick, it's Donna.
Lesbian.
Lesbian.
It's on my name.
Lesbian.
It's on my name.
Lesbian.
It's the lesbian hour.